Message from Future Us.
Oh my God, that sounded like Siri. That sounded so official. But
I tried really hard. I had to like really focus to not do our normal intro and totally muck up what we just talked about.
But special message here. You know, it wouldn't be us without some fucked up audio. And just a little heads up, there was a boo-boo with my audio. And I sound a little wonky, but I think you're still going to, you know, the meat of the episode is still there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll get the gist for sure. It's just, you know, we've come to a certain standard in the new moon, new us. And with this episode falling around the holiday and just busy schedules in general, we did consider, you know, going back, doing old moon, old us and re-recording mm-hmm. it. And as we discussed it, it just seemed so stressful. So
it just seemed tiring. And it's our birthday month and we're female. So it is a month and you've got...
Yes.
Ravioli's, it just, you know, it just wasn't happening. So,
and we couldn't, the stars didn't align for us to re-record, but listening to it, I think that like Leslie said, you guys will get the gist. It's just not up to the standard that you've come accustomed to. So just a heads up there.
So sorry about it and enjoy.
I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie. And you're listening to The Grim Mystics.
Hi, friends.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
I'm doing good. We're kind of having a flashback. There's another thunderstorm, so if you guys hear it, it's raining.
Season. It's been rainy summer this year.
It has been. It's so surprising. And like, we're getting mid-afternoon storms and late-night storms. It's crazy.
I know. It's so nice. Not complaining.
No, not at all.
Because we need the rain, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As every white, you know, person from Colorado. so you're good, you know, living the, doing the rain dance, living in
doing the
under
rain
an
dance.
Umbrella.
Yeah, living under an umbrella. Loving that my daughter sleeps through everything. That's been great.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the poor parents who have tiny humans who wake up because my girl, when she's down, she's pretty much down. Aww. So.
Well, that's good. That is a blessing. So you can like vacuum with her.
I haven't tried it, but I think we could. She's a little bit lighter on nap time because she's got FOMO like really bad. Oh. So like nap time, we're pretty quiet. But when she's like down for the night, I bet we could vacuum.
Interesting.
Yeah. Girl does not want like nap time is usually like we wait until she's almost like delusional and then we put her down.
Oh, that's odd. But she just doesn't want to miss it. I mean, it's cute. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. So.
Because Ravi, you know, sleeps during the day and I would love to like sleep train him to like sleep through the vacuum because that would be so convenient.
Unfortunately, I think you're a little past his sleep training window.
Yeah, I've been unsuccessful. No, I'm just kidding. I haven't tried, but I really do want to be like, are you really going to wake up? Like, can I just do a little, you know, Vicky Vacky and get done and call it good? But
during the day when I can see all the dirt and grime.
Yeah, it's hard to fucking vacuum at 9 p.m.
In the middle of the night, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so.
I do have a family member who got in the habit of sleeping with, like, what are they called? The ear,
like noise canceling headphones?
Not headphones though, like the things that actually go in your ear. Like you know, the little like green or the orange like plugs. So she got in the habit of sleeping in those because there was a person in her life that snored. And then that person was no longer in her life, but she got so used to them that she sleeps in them every night now.
That's good. I mean, honestly, that probably is good because then you don't have to worry about, like, you know, spiders crawling in your ears or anything like that.
Yeah.
Which is a fear that I kind of have. So, but I would be afraid, what if like something happens and you miss it? Like,
Well, I mean, they don't cancel 100%. I'm sure like something you would hear, but I don't know. I'll have to ask her, like,
yeah.
is that a fear that you have?
I think I would be scared that something is happening around me that I would miss.
Well, I'll have to ask too, because she's had kids since the last time we talked about it. So I'll have to ask her
Ooh.
if it's still a habit. It might have been a pre-baby habit.
She's like, I'm just gonna put these in. They're probably fine.
Well, could you imagine putting them in and taking them out, like as you wake up in the middle of the night? Like that would be the annoying part for me. It's like, because you got to like twist those so
Yeah.
that they expand in your ear.
Well, and if I put them on my nightstand, that goblin is, they're gone.
They're gone.
It's a done deal, so.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. So interesting. Sleep habits. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about today. So I don't know if we're going to segue Queen into this or not. But Leslie, I wanted to play this game because I think you would be really good at it. So I decided we should play it and have the explorers play along with us.
Which I apparently am really good at it, but I can't even take credit for it because you can fully take credit. It's you. You're the reason that,
Well, you're good at it because of your connections.
because of my clout.
Yeah,
Just kidding. It
exactly.
has nothing to do with me. Like
Well,
literally nothing.
and had you heard, we're going to get to it in a moment, guys. I know we kind of leave a cliffhanger in the beginning, or we try to. But had you heard of this before I like brought it up with you?
I think I had like kind of heard something that like everybody knows this person. Everyone has some sort of connection, but like I didn't realize it had like a coined term and that it was like a game, right? Like I didn't know. And then even then I didn't know how to play it until 20 minutes ago when you just helped me, so.
Well, I think we should tell everybody what the game we're playing tonight is 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, or
Yes.
it's also known as Bacon's Law.
Bacon's Law. See, I didn't. I missed that. I've
I didn't know
done
that until my research tonight.
obsessed. Bacon's Law.
Yeah, Bacon's Law. So, for any of the explorers who maybe have heard of it, don't really know what it is, it's a parlor game where players challenge each other to arbitrarily choose an actor or someone that they, someone famous. And then you see if you can link them to Kevin Bacon. We made it a little bit more challenging because we made it famous people that we know.
Okay, see, that's what I was just gonna ask. So that's not even the real game. Like we made it harder. Oh my God, you know
So
someone
like
famous? I'm so
I
excited.
know a couple of famous people.
I only
I
know like
do.
one. I'm so
Oh.
excited.
Yeah, so we have, instead of just picking a random famous person and seeing how they're connected to Kevin Bacon, we are literally seeing what degrees away from Kevin Bacon we are.
Like we are, yeah, for
Like
sure.
what we are.
How
Yeah. So
exciting.
like who knows who.
I'm very excited.
So the assumption is that anyone involved in the Hollywood industry can be linked through, music, films, TV shows to Kevin Bacon. And I guess it is something to say for him, he's been around for so long, he knows so many people.
Yes, everyone in the biz. For sure.
Yeah. So, the game name is referenced to 6 degrees of separation. So like that is
Oh.
something that just happens. Like every you can figure out 6 degrees of separation. I remember in high school we had to do a 6 degrees of separation to like in like a history class or something. And I can't remember what we started on, but we ended on shutter shades.
What?
You remember the sunglasses that looked like blind, like shutters
Yeah.
that were really popular when we were in high school?
Stunna shades, as I like to call
Oh,
them.
Stunna shades, but well, shutter shades is what I call them. But we started with a product, and then with 6 degrees of separation, we linked product A, and I can't for the life of me remember what we started with, but we ended it with, and that's how they're connected to shutter shades.
I thought you were like saying that someone you connected like a person. I
No,
was.
sorry.
You're fine. I ate a gummy. You're fine. So, okay. I don't remember that. You don't, what history class was that?
That was the one that we didn't have together,
actually. That's good.
That English history combined that like half of the senior cheerleaders were in.
I was gonna say I blacked out because I don't remember this at all, so that's good. Mm-hmm.
What's really cool about the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon is Kevin Bacon has used it as well, which is why I think it's so popular. So in 2007, he started a charitable organization that he called 6degrees.org.
Oh my God, I love that. Is Kevin Bacon nice? I don't really know much about him.
Yes, I follow him on Instagram. He lives on a farm. He's been married to his wife forever. It's just adorable. Like, if we ever find out that he's problematic, it will probably gut me.
Oh no. Okay.
But I don't think he is. Like, he seems to be a very sweet person.
Good. Okay.
Also, if you're interested, our fellow podcast listeners, in 2020, Bacon started a podcast called The Last Degree of Kevin Bacon.
Oh, wow. But see, that's kind of annoying when already famous people start a podcast. Like, you already have so many platforms. Get the fuck out of here and let the little people have a chance.
I know. Well, and in 2020, like, everyone started a podcast.
Right. Well, everyone was bored, right?
Yeah,
and they exactly. felt irrelevant and they wanted attention. Yeah.
Exactly. I did want to look and see what...
What does he talk about?
I wanted to look at his charity and see...
You look at that, I'll look at the podcast.
Okay. It looks like it's... builds on the popularity of the small world phenomenon by enabling people to become celebrities of their own cause by donating to or raising money for any charity in the United States. Oh, so it's just literally you can go to 6degrees.org and find your charity that you want to donate to.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I like that.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't found what his podcast is about yet, so glad that you did what you were supposed to do. I don't know. It just says a singular star. Everyone, and we do mean everyone, is connected to Kevin Bacon.
So I wonder if he just interviews celebrities. Makes this game really easy. I wish I would have paid attention to the podcast before.
That's so annoying. I think you're right, though, because I just saw... Like, he just interviewed Bobby from Queer Eye, just left Queer Eye. To the T. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think he just left the interviews. Fucking celebrities.
Celebrities.
Boo. Anyway. Just kidding.
So, in the history of this parlor game, if you will, in a January 1994 interview with Premiere Magazine, Kevin Bacon mentioned while discussing the film The River Wild, that he had worked with everybody in Hollywood or someone who's worked with them. Following this, a lengthy newsgroup thread, which was headed Kevin Bacon is the center of the universe, appeared.
Oh, goodness.
In 1994, three Albright college students invented the game that became known as 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. After seeing two movies on television that featured Bacon back-to-back, Footloose and The Air Up There, during the latter film, they began to speculate on how many movies Bacon had been in and the number of people with whom he had worked.
See, what's so funny is that, like, they were, like, so curious about it, and now we have IMDb and can literally find all this information out in a second.
Well, and they had to do it, like... old school,
with like Wikipedia.
1994. Yeah.
I know. God bless them.
So so this is just kind of a little like snippet of like how it all started, and I actually really do love that this is traceable, because you know
yes.
me, I love to trace something back to when it started. So
for sure, that is cool. Good for them. And I wonder, mm-hmm. I mean, have they made any money off of that, or have they just like...
Oh, I'm sure not. I'm sure. Wow. Like, I wonder if they're investors in the podcast.
Ooh, that's
they should be.
Yeah, no shit. At least give a, you know, a commission from the name or something.
Yeah, or like interview them, something.
Who coined Bacon's Law? Love that.
I don't know. Yeah, that I don't know, but I do love that a little bit more than 6 Degrees. I think that's like... a fun little twist. It makes it sound more sciencey.
Yeah, it makes it sound like we're going to talk about something super important, and then we're talking about Kevin Bacon.
Exactly.
Which is hilarious. So, well, I'm dying. I'm literally dying to know your connection.
Okay. Well, first I do want to tell you. So I made it sound very like intense when I said I know celebrities. I used to work at a bar that brought up and coming country artists
Oh, that's right.
to perform. So I and then for a little bit they dabbled in like rock. So like I met the members of The Fray
Oh, that's
and
cool.
You know, they're, you know, Chase Rice, Dustin Lynch, just all these like up and coming celebrities. So I just have a bunch of pictures with like up and coming country artists. That's really,
Nice.
yeah, the year that I worked there, I got to, you know, interact with.
Meet cool guys.
Yeah, exactly. So I made it
Okay,
sound like
okay.
I was like rubbing elbows with like everybody,
I just
but
was like, I thought maybe you had like some aunt that was like a Vegas showgirl or something. I don't know. I
No.
was.
Well, what's funny is my dad, when he took me to my first concert, which if you'll recall from past episodes was Nickelback,
Nickelback.
I did get to meet a bass player for, I think he was for Papa Roach.
Oh, that's cool.
He was talking to someone in the row in front of us, and I like freaked out because I recognized him because he literally did his set and came into the crowd, and no one noticed. We had just watched this man, and no one put two and two together.
Lame. They just were like
I
waiting
know.
for the
And I
next.
was, ugh, and I was like watching him, and I kept telling my dad. And so I remember my dad having this conversation with me when we were driving home, and he was like, "Now, Amber, you're not gonna meet a famous person every time you go to a concert. Like, this was a once in a lifetime thing." And I like to remind him that because of my job at the bar, I actually did get to meet a lot of famous people every time I went to a
At a
concert.
concert, and you're like, "Hey, Dad, remember when you lied to my face?"
Yeah, like I literally met a bunch of people.
A lot of them, actually.
Yeah, like
That is so funny.
so I like to throw that out there. So there you go, Dad.
There's your shout-out.
Yeah, but for mine, I didn't originally I was kind of trying to figure out like, all right, I met Dustin Lynch. He's got a duet. Him and Jelly Roll did a song. Like that's where I went first.
Okay.
And I was having a really, I like hit a roadblock and I was having a hard time. And then the competitive side of me was like, I have to try to get less than Leslie. Like I want less degrees than Leslie.
That's mean.
So competitive, man. We were
I
best
know.
friends in the same sport. Sometimes it wakes up.
It's okay. I'm not
So
competitive anymore, so I'll roll over and just let it happen.
well, I think we're gonna be tied depending on
Ooh.
how we do stuff. So then my husband was very kind and he reminded me, and I brought this up in the podcast. I met Dusty Baker, who was a very
Oh, yeah.
famous baseball player turned baseball coach. And Craig said, "Wouldn't it be like crazy if you could figure this out with Dusty Baker?" And I did.
Oh my God, good job, Craig. Way to use your
Yeah,
intuition.
I know. He helped me a lot. So Dusty Baker, just to explain my meeting him moment, my mom used to get tickets to sports games in Colorado through vendors that she purchased things from at a store she used to work at. And they were always really good tickets. Like Leslie and
Really
I,
fucking good tickets.
like Leslie and I got to sit on the ice at an Avs game in high school,
Behind
like
the
right on the
goal.
glass, yeah, behind the goal. Like we got really spoiled. And like there was a time where my dad and I got to go to a baseball game and we got to go under the Rockies stadium to eat dinner.
Oh, that's cool.
And then we were behind the batting like box and then slightly off to the right. So but we were on the opposing team's side. And there was this little boy who was sitting behind me screaming at the bat boy,
Nice.
screaming for a ball. And it was when Dusty Baker was coach for the Reds. He was screaming, 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 and the bat boy looked at him and ignored him, and that pissed me off.
Oh, yeah, that's not nice.
So I had no idea who Dusty Baker was. I learned afterwards when I Googled him, but I saw a coach standing there. Very rude of me to interrupt him while his team was playing. But I walked over to the side
Oh
and
my God.
I did. I like walked over to the side by myself. My dad like watched and I screamed Baker as loud as I could. And he like looked at me and I said, "Can I have two balls?" And he walked away. And I was like, "Oh,
Fuck
okay."
you.
I know. So I was like, "What the hell?" So I went back and sat down. And he brought the two balls back and brought them over
me.
Or he passed them down the line of people, and he made sure that they got to me. And so I had the two balls because there were two little boys behind me screaming, and I turned around and I gave it to them, and I looked back, and Dusty Baker gave me the biggest smile I have ever received from a stranger. And then we just went on with our lives.
Yeah. Okay, I want to see what he looks like. That's so
he's
cute.
He's such a... we'll post pictures of all the celebrities that we're talking about tonight, too. So, yeah. And then I remember I gave the ball to the little boys, and the mom was really appreciative. And the dad goes, "Do you think we could get Dusty to sign them?" And I said, "Well, he's coaching right now, so I don't think so."
So don't interrupt him.
I know. And I was like, "Dude, I just did like the nicest thing ever. And you're like making it like not good enough.
Can you do one up? Can you do something different?" Like, no, bitch, I can't.
Like, come on. So, yeah, that was how I met Dusty Baker. He has no idea who I am, but I hope that he might remember, you know, smiling at me.
He looks like a lovely old man.
Yeah, he's just, he seems like a sweetie.
I bet he's a nice grandpa with like candies in his pocket. Not in a creepy way.
Yeah, no, in a nice grandpa way. So I started with Dusty Baker, and I was like, where can I go from here? So I just went to Google and I said Dusty Baker's friends.
Nice.
And I found a Rolling Stone article that says Dusty Baker on smoking a joint with Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, fuck yeah. Good for him.
So I was like, okay, Dusty Baker's like cool as hell.
okay, Dusty Baker's a stoner. Got it.
Well, and then right underneath it, there's a picture of him from 1977 where he's like chugging champagne after the Dodgers beat the Nationals in a 4-1 victory.
That seems like a good time to chug champagne.
Yeah. Yeah. So, or I'm sorry, I misread that. The Dodgers win the National League over Philadelphia Phillies.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's like younger, and it's from when he played baseball. So I was like, well, this is a fun article. And like, I dig that he was talking about smoking a joint with Jimi Hendrix. So then I Googled Jimi Hendrix friends. And I found an article, and I didn't save it. I lost it in my Google searching, but I found an article saying that him and Janis Joplin were friends.
Oh, yeah.
And Janis Joplin was a singer, and she, the article said like her and Jimi Hendrix would actually plan, sometimes their tours would overlap, and they would hang out with each other at each other's concerts and then hang out backstage.
That's
so
cool.
They were just like little buddies that, you know, followed each other around. So then I was like, okay, do I have enough people like to maybe get this, like get these degrees done? So I just looked up Janis Joplin and Kevin Bacon, and I found this interview that Kevin Bacon did with Jimmy Fallon on, is it The Tonight Show? Is that his show?
I think so.
Where he talks about his first concert. So his friend, his friend's dad was, he ran this venue. Kevin Bacon was like 9 years old, and Jimmy was like talking to him about vinyls that like he used to like collect change to go buy records and stuff like that. And then he said like my friend's dad worked at this venue, and so we used to go there a lot, and like his friend's dad would watch them, but also they would like hang out at these concerts. And they got to sit up with like where the lighting was and all of this cute stuff. And so Jimmy goes, well, what was your first concert?
Okay.
At 9 years old, Kevin Bacon saw Janis Joplin for his first concert.
Oh, that's
And because
cool.
the dad was part of the venue, he got to go backstage and meet her.
Oh my God. So there's your connection.
So there's my connection. So I am in the competitive spirit. Not including me or Kevin Baker. I am three away. Kevin Bacon, sorry. I am Kevin Baker. I am three away from Kevin Bacon.
Wow, look at you. Nice. So you're pretty cool.
I try to be.
So you're pretty legit.
I think so.
That was so easy. And I love that Craig had that intuition that like...
Oh my God.
You should just see... Because that's such a random person to try to make work.
Well, and I was having a really hard time finding something that was in a number like that I was happy with. Like I was getting really close to six with a lot of the ones I was looking at. Yeah. And I was like getting kind of frustrated. And when you Google this, like, I don't know why, but I thought there was going to be some website that someone made where you just type in a celebrity and then it gives you the connection. The guys who made this game in 1994 have clearly not modernized it.
They missed an opportunity. Not modernized.
They could get ad space. Come on.
get on it, Amber. That's
yeah,
how we,
pop-ups, whatever.
That's how we can sponsor the pod. Get on it.
Exactly. So, I'll just become a coder.
I can be the dev team. It can't be that hard. I just need you to do the work.
Okay.
Like finding the connection.
Find all the celebrities. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So... that's like naively, that's what I thought was going to happen. There are a bunch of like websites where it's just like straight blog forum where it says this celebrity, this, but like on your phone, you can't like search those
it's hard.
Like find what you're looking for. So they kept bringing up names that I was searching, but I couldn't find them on the like hundreds of pages of crap. So I did have to just go that route.
Who else were you trying to make work?
So Dustin Lynch is a country artist that I met that I thought was really nice. And that was something too. I only wanted to do this with like nice people.
Oh, I totally
that I've met.
Agree with that.
So like he was nice. And like I said, I kind of like went the jelly roll route and I was like, well, his wife like interviews celebrities like that should be kind of easy. But I was just like, it was getting to be too many
like, degrees. Sure.
Degrees. Yeah. So, and then. Yeah, I don't know. My husband just a friggin' genius. Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job. All right, to Leslie. You and Craig. That was.
Thank you. I'll pass it along.
Good.
All right, Leslie. So yours, I'm excited for because I don't think everybody knows this about you.
Oh really? Sorry. Hold on. Sorry. I feel like it's like my only like party trick besides being able to eat a chicken thigh in one sitting like this, like on a little like a wing, you know. Uh-huh. I can like,
you can just do like the whole pole thing. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's my other party trick. But my cousin, so my and he is like my first cousin, not like a triple removed, he's my uncle's son, is an actor. And he has, and so honestly when you were like, let's just, you know, what's the connection, I just was like, well, I'm sure he's connected somehow. Yeah. So my cousin's name is Lex Medlin, and he was in a couple of things. Most recently was in CSI Vegas as Bo with the lovely mustache. April Mom's favorite, Owen from Drop Dead Diva. Mm-hmm. And the connection that Amber really helped me with this one, that Amber pointed out, he is the tall guy in Friends in the New Year's Eve episode. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the only episode I was allowed to watch in real time as a kid, obviously. Well,
and if anybody has watched that episode with me, I've gone, that's Leslie's cousin.
Did you know that that's, well, and it's just like, because I wasn't allowed to watch the show, right? I didn't like tall guy. I now understand tall guy, but I was in like high school before I finally knew he was like a person that like people knew and like would
ooh,
remember.
He was.
Yeah, sure. So yeah, because of the tall guy episode, as Amber Lovely pointed out, he worked with, but you even said he worked with Matt LeBlanc or whatever, but that means he would have worked with Jennifer Aniston.
Well, she was not in that scene. So, and he was only in one scene, like it spanned throughout the entire episode, but he was only in one scene and Jennifer Aniston wasn't in that scene.
So you don't think they like met each other?
You'd have to ask Lex.
I feel like that would be like really awkward for them not to meet each other. But okay, we'll play it safe.
But sometimes like if it's not like sometimes they record, you know, one thing, maybe she wasn't on set because she wasn't in it. Maybe she was on a different set doing her stuff. I don't know how that works. I'm not the celebrity.
No, you're right. I've never been on anything like that. So, okay, we'll play it safe. That Lex obviously knows Joey, Matt LeBlanc, who knows Jennifer Aniston, who you were the one who said in the movie. She was in a movie with Kevin Bacon.
It was Picture Perfect, I think.
Oh, I thought you said it was Pitch Perfect. Okay, sorry. No. I was like, what? I was so confused.
Well, now I get it, because I've never heard of that movie, and you were like, it came out in 97. Yeah, Picture Perfect.
Picture. Oh my God, look at those. Look at those two. They have like matching hairstyles.
Mm-hmm. She's got the Rachel, and he's got long hair.
They literally have like the matching hairstyles. Okay, so there's mine, and so that's what is that? That's Lex, Joey, Jennifer. Three.
Yeah, so three. Tied. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then did you have another connection through your cousin, or was this the only one?
No, there was another one. His Neil Patrick Harris was in his wedding. I want to say I didn't get to go to the wedding. It was in Vegas. And as we've discussed, I lived a very sheltered life. No way in hell are my parents letting me go to Vegas. So I didn't get to go, but he was in his wedding. And I can't, I don't remember how we even tied him.
So your cousin, this one was a little bit longer. Your cousin knew Neil Patrick Harris, who was in Gone Girl with Ben Affleck. And Ben Affleck and Kevin Bacon were in a movie that I've also never heard of. Hold on, let me look it up. My hand tremors are acting up. So Sundance Skippy.
Sundance Skippy. So it's probably like a Western.
It's a documentary.
Oh, really?
Maybe. Oh, it's a documentary comedy. So maybe it's recorded like a documentary. But a man tries to win love by having his picture taken with celebrities.
Okay.
I don't really know what that is. So I bet they were just being themselves in the movie.
Right. Oh, I bet you're exactly right.
Taking a picture with them. So I bet there are a bunch of celebrities. So really, if you could just tie any celebrity to Sundance Skippy, you know Kevin Bacon.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So everybody chime in. What's your connection? That's a perfect connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so funny. Okay, so what? So then that's what? Lex, Neil, Ben. So either way, it's three.
Three, yeah.
Three for me.
So really, like, and I don't know if you have to count the degrees for, like, yourself and Kevin Bacon. We're not right now, just to make me feel better. But, like, I think you, like, really, for the, like, I knew you were going to be, you could be the winner at this game. Like, if we could find out if Lex met Jennifer Aniston, you're the winner.
I mean, what if Lex knows Kevin Bacon?
Oh my God. Well then, winner, winner.
I mean, I don't think we've been in a movie. Because
then it's
together.
Just one.
Right, exactly. But like, my cousin knows lots of people. Like,
well, and you know what I hear with because I watch a reality TV show called Vanderpump Rules, and it's based in LA. And this place is tiny. Like, it has all of these elite people, but like, really, like, I don't know how people aren't like how people who live in LA aren't tripping over celebrities, because like they're just.
I think they do. I think they see them everywhere. Like, what's the one that the Kardashians live in that begins with like a C?
Calabasas.
So that's where they live.
Your cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So they like, I think they got to know some people.
Yeah.
Like, he's obviously got famous neighbors. Like, I mean, like. Yeah. McGee from NCIS is like his bestie, so like maybe. Do you love all this name dropping that I'm doing? Right.
You got to do it. Like, when else are you gonna do it?
Never.
Honestly, no one in Colorado is gonna give a fuck.
Literally no one. But it's like my favorite party trick. Like I said.
Yeah.
I didn't ask. I should though. I should see.
Yeah. Like, you should just send him this episode and be like, we are promoting you really heavily.
So fucking hard, man.
We listed,
man,
all of these shows that you've been on since the 90s. So like,
I got like a whole, he's on IMDb. Yeah. That's how you know he's made it.
Yeah. Like, so if you could just shut my friend and co-host up about us being tied for three and just give me like a one degree.
Like I said, I'm not really competitive anymore, but that would just...
If it were me... Well, and I have some family, but they live out in Temecula, and I don't know if they know celebrities, but, like, I legit...
Where the fuck is Temecula?
It's in California. It's, like, a wine country. It's closer to San Diego. But that's where my aunt and uncle live, and, like, I was half debating. Like, if it hadn't been so late here, because it's, you know...
Calling
her? Yeah, I would have called her and been like, so... You're like a big COO. Could you please tell me what celebrities you know?
Well, Temecula looks beautiful. Uh-huh. Literally looks like a vineyard, mm-hmm. like you're in Italy.
Yeah, no, it's very wow. pretty, and it's really close to a lot of that stuff. Like, so LA and stuff, like it's still a drive, and you have to get on that really busy highway that all the Californians complain about. Like 805 or something like that. But so it's still a drive, but they are really close to like San Diego and like stuff like that. Like they're only a couple hours away from that stuff. So
when I Googled it, it told me things to do. Mm-hmm. And one of the options is to ride a sidecar through Temecula. How cute is that?
Yeah, it's been a while since I was out there. Craig and I keep talking about how we need to go. So I will let you guys know if we rent a sidecar, because that would be really fun.
Oh my God, that would be so cute. Can Craig be in the sidecar? Yeah. Oh my God, I love that. Yeah. You guys got to do that.
So, but I like, that's where my competitive line stopped though, is acknowledging that it was very late and I didn't want to like disrupt my aunt.
That's so funny. Okay. Well, tomorrow ask her. And then if okay. we need to, we'll just like do an edit. Like, by the way, yeah. we found out so and so. Yeah.
That would be funny. But yeah, I just thought this would be kind of fun. And honestly, fun. I was like, well, Leslie's gonna win. So it actually makes me feel really good that as of right now,
you are in the oh right. I did also narcissistically assume I was gonna win. to be frank.
Yeah. No, like the brain workout that I did to be like, I am not going to be 6 degrees away.
No. Oh, you don't want to be 6?
Yeah. I just wanted to be a little closer. I follow him on TikTok. That doesn't mean anything. You know, I follow a lot of people. It doesn't count as a degree because he doesn't follow me back. But I really, if I would have had a little bit of time,
you were going to try and fucking one up me.
I was.
You can still try it.
I was going to post to TikTok and ask TikTok to do what it does and see literally. Okay. I had it all planned. I just didn't have time this week, which I was so frustrated about.
We decided it like yesterday.
Last minute. Yeah. So my plan was to like, you know, present my case to the TikTok people and just be like, hi, let's let TikTok do its thing. My best friend and I are playing 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon for a podcast episode. So also like throwing out a plug.
Nice. Love the double dip.
Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. you know, I'm in charge of the social media when I'm thinking about how to plug the pod.
Love it.
And so I was like, my best friend and I are playing this game on our podcast, and she has a famous relative that probably knows Kevin Bacon. So I need to win. I can't lose because it was my idea to do this. And then I was gonna like say like, Mr. Bacon, can you please interact with this video somehow so that I can say that you interacted
that
with.
I win.
But I just didn't have time.
Okay, well, you know, we're always like, what are we gonna do on TikTok this week? I think obviously this is what we do on TikTok this week, and Mr. Bacon.
Yeah, just like do my my like plea, and then we can do an update if we actually get. He's very active on TikTok. Have you seen his TikTok?
I haven't. I'm not gonna lie, it's not even really on my radar.
It's a freaking adorable. He like lives on a farm and he just like records videos of his animals.
Oh, that's nice.
He's like such a like I said, if like I'd be really sad if he was not the persona that he presents.
Oh, damn. What's your favorite like Kevin Bacon movie?
Oh, Footloose, 100%.
Do you want to hear a funny story?
Yes.
I've never seen Footloose.
What? You've never seen the movie about a town that banned dancing and Kevin Bacon just couldn't contain his dancing needs. And he started an uproar with the teenagers and they all hid and danced.
No, I've never seen that movie in my life. I know the song.
Have you heard the song? Okay.
Well, and I know the dance because my mom did Dancing mm-hmm. with the Teachers in high school, and I choreographed that dance and watched that fucking part of that movie a million times so we could do the dance. But anyway.
I know the line dance for it as well. That was my favorite Ooh. One when it would come on. Mm-hmm.
Is it
back in the day?
What's the line dance?
Well, this is an audio thing. Oh. People will enjoy. Never get out of here. Yeah. Hearing me huff and puff.
I can hear it in my head.
I'll have to find it and send it to you.
Maybe it's on TikTok and then we can just post it.
Oh,
there.
I bet it is. Perfect. Yeah. It's a pretty famous line dance. I've done it at a couple weddings.
I've never line danced.
Oh, should we go? Should that be one of our outings? Should we go to the Sundance in Fort Collins with all the youths and just like try to learn the line dances? Come on. We have to do it. You can dress like the gothy self that you are. Like, you don't have to be that. But wouldn't it be so fun to just stick out?
To be honest, that's something that that makes me so fucking nervous. Even when I...
Really?
Yeah, no, I...
What if, you had a couple drinkies before?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be a huge... I went to the Sundance a couple times in high school. I was forced to dance once, and I was panicked. And then I went to that... it's shut down now. It was in Greeley. I don't know, but I didn't dance at that one.
So I used to frequent the 18 and older nights. Like that was my jam. And I also went to the one in Greeley that I can't remember the name of it now.
I can't either.
Someone from NOCO slide in and remind us the country bar that used to be over by the mall.
Let us know.
Yeah, but I remember the last time that I went to that bar before it got shut down, I danced with Quail Man on Halloween.
Who the fuck is Quail Man?
Remember from Doug? The Nickelodeon show?
Yeah.
So he had an alter ego that was like a Superman, kind of like a superhero, and his name was Quail Man.
I don't remember that at all.
He's got kind of Doug's outfit with the undies on the outside. I danced with a guy, undies on the outside, and he had a belt that he somehow like made. Yeah. And so I remember like it was I think Craig and I had taken a break because I know Craig and I broke up for a little bit there.
Ooh.
When we were youngins, and it was before I could drink because I was still going to the 18 and older nights. But I remember like dancing with this guy and I was like, oh my God.
This is my...
He's the one.
Well, I'm glad to know that Quail Man wasn't the one.
Yeah, well, I remember when we, like, were done dancing, he was like, God, it was like this standoff where he was like, I think he wanted to give me his number and I wanted him to take mine. Like, we didn't want to be the one that had to reach out to the other. So, he didn't want to get my number and I didn't want to get his. And so we kind of did this standoff where he was like, well, I don't give out my number. And I said, well, I guess if it's meant to be, you can guess what my number is. And we never
talked. Oh, damn. That's savage as fuck.
Thank you. You don't have to keep any of that
in. Damn.
But I think it would be really fun. I don't want to peer pressure you into anything, but if you ever get a concussion and forget who you are
and
get the itch and get the itch to go line dancing, please let me be your shepherd into that.
Okay, I'll let you know. Yeah, it really makes me nervous.
I haven't done it in so long. I used to go all the time. Like, it's, yeah.
The idea literally makes me want to throw up.
Oh my God. Well, see, that's why I don't want to pressure you. So, like, we don't have to go.
I don't know. I would maybe have to. I don't know. But I've never done it really drunk, I'll say. I've never gone when I've been of age because Robbie would never go to that.
Well, and once I became of age, I stopped going to these bars. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
That's lame.
So, like, I just liked it when I was sober.
So then you might really, really, really like it drunk.
Maybe. Yeah. Because I'm not by any means like the line dances. Like, line dancing's hard. I'm not like...
You can do the electric slide.
Yeah, I can boogie woogie woogie. Mm-hmm. And I can do the Footloose line dance. And even that, though, it takes me a minute to get back into it. And Copperhead Road. Those are the three that I can do. It's a lot of stomping. It's really easy.
Are you on line dance TikTok?
There's a line dance. Of course, there's a line dance TikTok. No.
Yeah, I'm on line dance TikTok, which is hilarious to me that I am and you're not.
So next time. And you have no desire.
Like, it's fun to watch, I guess, but the idea makes me so fucking terrified.
See, what's nice, though, is like when you go to these places, like on a, you know, a busier night, it's like the whole dance floor. You are just a speck in the ocean.
Yeah.
It's basically like the Cupid Shuffle, but like Western.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Cupid
Yeah.
Shuffle
And
didn't
then
scare me.
they have, I know specifically for the Sundance, they have instructors that go like nightly and like that's their thing in their downtime.
Jeez.
They lead the line dances and then they are really good and they show off their skills and then everyone else is just like trying to keep up.
Wow.
Yeah, so
That's intimidating.
maybe we could do like a go, but by no means do you have to dance. Would that make it less intimidating just to watch it? Like we could post up at the bar and just people watch?
I don't know.
No, you're still uncomfortable.
I
That's okay. I don't want to bully you into it, but I'm just saying, like, if you're ever concussed and decide you want to go, like, I would love to be your person.
I know, isn't that so funny? Like, I love partying, but like that, I don't know. I don't know.
When you used to love dancing when we were in cheer, or did you not, and you just like faked it really well?
I don't know.
I thought you always enjoyed
Oh, good. That's good.
it.
Thanks. I think I enjoyed it. I don't know. Just the whole thing just makes me nervous. We'll think about it one day.
Okay.
I'll just get really drunk or something. I don't know. I do want to go to the Grizzly Rose. I heard that's fun. I've never been to that
That
either.
one's fun. I liked going there. That was really fun.
But don't they have like live music?
Yeah, and they kind of do, it's like the opposite of what I did at the bar that I worked at. They do artists that are on their way out
Oh,
of like
they do old
popularity.
people. Nice.
Yeah, like a lot of, I like when we drive by, I'm like, oh man, I haven't thought about them in years.
How sad. Okay.
So, but I've gone there once or twice and it's pretty fun. It's very busy. They have like two or three dance floors. Like it's huge.
Oh, God. See, that's the other
Yeah.
thing. That sounds awful as well.
When I used to go, so there was a time, like for, I think Craig and I were, broken up for like 6 to 8 months when I was 20, and then we got back together by the time I was 21. So just like a little chunk of time, and that's when I worked at that bar. As like Craig and I kind of broke up, and then I, kind of did the
Fuck
I'm
you.
20.
Yeah.
And so then I would, go out to Fort Collins and all this stuff, more with some of the girls that I worked with at the bar. Craig and I got back together, and then I kind of turned into like the wing person that was like, I really didn't give a fuck. So I would go to these bars with all my single friends, and I would bully the boys into dancing with them.
That's nice of you.
So I would just like go and like sit at like, and it's crazy, like being in a relationship with a bunch of single people, like no fear. I hadn't, like there was no, I wasn't trying to hustle for
Yeah,
myself.
right. You're like, I
You
don't
know
care
what I
what I
mean?
look like.
So
Like,
that nervousness of like being up forward and rejection was like out the window. And I remember I would go like sit at a bunch of different tables and just be like, you should go dance with my friends.
You should go
Go
dance with
dance
my
with my
friends.
friends.
Go dance
Yeah.
with
And
my
so I was
friends.
just like this little mouthpiece that was just like, go dance with them.
That's so cute. And it worked. Did they have fun? Did they go dance?
Yeah, I mean, I hope they had fun.
Yeah.
I didn't really ask their permission. I just kind of was like, nah, like
Go dance
I'm
with
the
my friends.
overbearing Italian mother. Like, go dance with my
Go
friends.
dance with my friends.
Yeah. So that was probably why I had so much fun with the like line dancing stuff too, is I did a lot of that when I was in a relationship.
Oh,
So
that's
like I
fun.
was literally just hustling for other people to dance with my friends, and then I'd go out and line dance,
And do your thing.
when I knew songs. Yeah.
Yeah, right, and have fun. Cute.
Yeah. So,
Look at
I don't know.
you. It's like a whole, it seems like a, it just seemed like a whole other world. Like now.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, now I'm like, fuck.
As you cross your sweater across
Yeah.
your
I like
chest.
cross my cardigan. I didn't even mean. Do you see my body language is like no.
It's like go in, cocoon, like a cocoon.
No, I
Oh,
could
God.
never, like, no. The thought of going to a bar in downtown Fort Collins sounds like absolute torture.
Yeah, and that. Well, and I've never been to like. Oh God, that's a goblin on my foot. I've never been to like Tony's. Like I've never gone to any of those crazy bars.
Tony's is fun, for sure. They definitely, they have a vibe. Like, you go and you're, I don't know. It's just like one of those things where it's like a good time, but also like, you're also very aware that it's dangerous.
Yeah, I haven't heard great things about Tony's.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I remember I went with some of the girls that I worked at that bar with, and we convinced the DJ to play NWA.
Oh, nice.
And it got really rowdy really fast. Nice. Yeah, so, but they used to have, I don't know if they still do, it's been forever, but they used to do like 90s like rap and hip hop nights.
Oh, that's funny.
We would go.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Sounds fun.
But I used to love going to downtown Fort Collins because one of my sign language instructors used to like bar hop. And so we would run into each other and we'd sign to each other like in the middle of the. Like,
oh, that's
yeah.
Cute.
And people would just stop and stare. I had people take video of us and I was like, okay.
Okay, that's a bit much.
Yeah, but that's what I used to love about going to Fort Collins is I would run into my old instructor and we'd just.
Oh,
sign.
And just like, oh, yeah. Sign away. Mm-hmm. How cool is that? Oh.
All right. Well, there's.
How did we get
stroll.
On that?
I have no.
Oh, I think we're talking about Footloose.
Footloose. And then, you know, the mom anyway. Just has to reminisce about her crazy days.
No, we were talking about line dancing. It was relevant.
It was.
It was very relevant. Yeah, I can't say that I've watched a Kevin Bacon movie. I don't really know much about him.
You know, it's like one of those things where like he's so that was something I was thinking of during this. Like everyone says he's worked with everybody and you can figure this out. But like I cannot other than Footloose.
Other than Footloose?
Couldn't name a Kevin Bacon movie. And I'm sure I've seen other movies that he's in.
Yeah, I feel like he makes like cameos for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah. I don't ever remember like watching.
No.
Something and be like, oh, my God, it's Kevin Bacon. I mean. So just Googling, yeah. Footloose, Tremors, never heard of. Hollow Man, never heard of. Mm-mm. You Should Have Left, never heard of. Leave the World Behind. Oh, he was in X-Men. I do remember him being in X-Men.
Never seen it.
Mystic River, I haven't watched. Sleepers, never watched. Animal House, I have watched, but I forgot he was in that one. Apollo 13, I mean, like, yeah, nothing really that's like... Oh, wow, that's actually... I mean, I guess I do remember. Crazy Stupid Love? Oh, that's right. Wasn't he her boyfriend? Mm. He was the one that she cheated on him with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's in a lot of movies.
He was in Beauty Shop, too, with Queen Latifah.
Oh.
When did that happen?
Anyway, oh, yeah. He was the snotty one. Remember, there was, like, the snotty salon owner that she, like, left to start her own business, and he had a fake accent? That's who Kevin Bacon was in that movie.
I've never seen that movie. I just...
Oh, well, sorry. Like I'm explaining something you've never seen.
I just felt like I needed to say that because I felt like I should have watched the movie. But again,
he was in Balto.
I know he's so bad. Yeah, I actually do recognize a lot of these.
Tremors is that weird-ass worm movie. I've seen that.
What? I've never seen that. That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's like all these worms are underground and they come up and like eat people. It's
that's a fuck no for me.
Yeah, yeah, and they're like giant worms. Yeah, my dad. It's one of those like stupid sci-fi movies where now watching it, you're like,
this nice.
This was like a big deal back in the day, and you're like, oh,
oh, okay,
okay.
It's like Alien.
Yeah, yeah, where you're just like, it's not as good as you think it is, but okay.
And like, I just don't think he was like a super heartthrob. Like, that doesn't make me like cream my jeans.
No.
I'm showing you a lovely picture of him and a wife beater.
Yeah, like when I watched Footloose, it didn't do the same thing that The Breakfast Club did for me with the Judd. Like, yeah, Judd. Like, it mm-hmm. didn't do the same thing for me.
Judd
at
was
all.
Fine. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, so not- he was my start to.
Your Bad Boys.
Yeah, which I never dated.
Yeah, I never, my Bad Boys just were losers.
Yeah.
but yeah, I mean, like, looking at these photos, I'm not like, oh my God, he's so hot. Like, so I guess yeah. I just don't know what makes it. I guess he's just a really good actor. And yeah. and he must be a really good person, right? That's what we're yeah. just hoping for.
Yeah.
And that's
well,
what
he's really
great.
Funny. Like, I watched a couple of interviews that he did, and he's a pretty funny guy. So.
Is he? Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what I mean. There must be something that makes him so Kevin Bacon, like such a household name, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us, friends, what's your degree from Kevin Bacon? Like, we would love, like, post in the comments, like, let us know how many degrees away. Like, we've got to find someone who can beat three, right?
Well, and if you're a one, then send him this podcast and then we can be friends with him. And
yeah, like, and then we can be ones. Yeah. Like, is that the new, like, grading system? Like, mm-hmm. Oh, I'm a three. Oh, well, we have to try to be a one.
Well, I'm a one, so. Yeah, so help us out. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, please.
Yeah, thanks. Anything else?
I think that's it. Just wanted to play the game and see how we did.
And we tied. Are you disappointed? I think you may be.
No, I honestly just didn't want you to, like, I was expecting, like, you blowing me out of the water. Like, I expected you to be like, oh, yeah, like, Lex and Kevin went to lunch yesterday. And I would have been like, well, fuck.
Oh, Uncle Kevin. No, not that I know of, but I should have asked. I should have done my due diligence, but I didn't.
Yeah, so. Well, that's okay. That makes me feel good because now we're tied.
We're great podcast hosts. I'm a great podcast host, So yeah, good episode. Good idea.
Thanks.
It was lots of fun.
Yeah.
So, on that note, we will spook you next Tuesday.
She remembered. We didn't even talk about it.
I've been thinking about it.
How does it feel? Does it not feel natural at all?
I was thinking about it this whole time.
So maybe we shouldn't do it if you have to think about it through the whole episode.
No, I think it's good. We're gonna keep it going and see what happens.
Okay. You guys let us know in the comments too if you like it or if we should you vote.
because we did a poll. We're such good voters now. Mm-hmm. So get on it.
Yeah, so vote which one you'd prefer.
All right. We'll spook you next Tuesday.
Bye.